I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP Show. My intention is that you listen to the stories of these MVP guests and are inspired to become an MVP and bring value to the world through your skills. If you have not checked it out already, I do a YouTube series called How to Become an MVP. The link is in the show notes. With that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from India. She works as the head of learning and development at Atnia Technologies. She was first awarded her MVP in 2022. This is amazing. She has more than 11 years of experience as a trainer and a professor in both academic and industry. And how's this? Over 30 articles, closer to 40 articles published, as well as authored 3 books. You can find links to her bio and socials, etc., in the show notes for this episode. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gumati.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for the brief introduction.
Thank you for coming on the show. First of all, India is a big place. Tell me about where you live in India. Tell us a bit about your family, what the best food in your region is to eat, and what do you do when you're not working?
Okay, so I'm from India. I'm from Coimbatore. I'm currently living in Coimbatore. I have twin kids. My husband is working as a financial analyst, and yes, this is what a small family we are. So my twin kids both are boys, so they are very naughty, and it's actually they are the thriving boost and energy for me, because you know we have to be with them always, and we don't know exactly like what time we can sleep. So always I'll be finding the time to learn, read, dedicate something to the community. So this is how it goes. And here, as you asked, like here is the favorite food is dosa and idli, because this is completely South Indian. Even I like it very much. That's how it goes. Yeah. And my husband is a big moral support for my career, my achievements and everything, because of course, instead, like if he is not supporting, I cannot do anything more. And yeah, also my mother-in-law and father-in-law, they're also with me. So they'll be taking care if I'm in any meeting. So they'll take care of my kids as well. So they are also. And of course, like even in my, I'm so blessed, you know, like both in official and also on the personal, I have a lot and lot of people to support me and to just always push me up to do something. So that is how it goes.
So good. So good. Now you're a Microsoft certified trainer as well. Is that right?
Yes.
tell me, what was your journey into technology? How did it all start for you? Why did you choose a career that evolved around technology and not something else?
So initially, like I like to teach. Okay, teaching is my passion. I found that when I was in MCA, when I was doing my MCA, so I started looking towards. I thought like okay, only professor, only teachers or professors can teach. During that time, no, I don't know like about trainers or who can train the technique, because I'm from a very village. From village, I was brought up. So that is how it goes, and I started my career as a professor. And I was very urged to know something, because you know in college, you know, they'll be implementing some new technology, new concepts, new units every year. So they'll be implementing something, so we have to always learn something new. So my husband was supposed to transfer, like he got a transfer to Chennai. That time I was searching for in a college, but I got a job as a trainer in an IT company like HTZ Global Services in Chennai. So that time only I came to know, okay, we have also a trainer is also to teach something. So I started to learn Hadoop and all the technologies. Like as a trainer, I cannot just switch on to a single technology. So I have to learn a lot and a lot of things. Whatever is coming up, I have to be very updated. So I started completely into data analytics. Meanwhile, I was doing a PhD as well when I was in HTZ. So I thought like we can implement the PhD. Like I was doing a cross functionality, like medicine. I was trying to predict a systemic lupus erythematosus disease through my machine learning concept. So I thought of, okay, we can implement big data also in my PhD, and we can also implement machine learning in my PhD. And started working around it, and it was very awesome. So I was addicted to that particular technology. So that is how it goes. And when I come back here again, we were supposed to come back to Coimbatore. So I was, even my, as a mother, no, I have to also look into my kids because it's twins, right? So I wanted to learn and also I want to take care. So what I'll do, nighttime I will learn and morning I'll take care of them. So this is how it goes. And I got a position in ATNA Technologies. They are, as I told, they are very flexible. They'll tell they'll give us flexible timings whenever we want. We can work, but we have to finish all this work, whatever is assigned to us. That's how it goes. So they also pushed up like how I can how I can improve my technical knowledge and how I can be very unique in every wherever I go. So that's how it goes. And I was just like, I got my MCT during 2021. So that time I came to know about MVP. So I was searching about it, but I came to know that MVP is not as easy as MCT. MCT is also not easy. Okay. So but it's not as easy. So we have to dedicate, we have to contribute, we have to be a part of all these things. So speaking in a conference or speaking in front of 200 or 300 audience is not a big deal for me. But speaking about the technology, no, it's... So I thought of learning a lot, and I just dedicated most of my time into learning something new. And I have learned and finally, you know, like, started to contributing more things and things. So that is how the journey of a professor. And once I got the PhD, once I became a doctorate, you know, I immediately joined an IT company because, yeah, so that is how it goes. And I started to implement my machine learning, data analytics, all these stuff into whatever the projects which I can do it. So that is how I transformed from a professor to a technical trainer. And now I am heading learning and development team at ATNA Technologies.
Mm-hmm. So you've talked about big data there a bit and machine learning and stuff. And of course, you know, a real theme for me personally this year is around artificial intelligence and AI. If you could look forward 20 years from now, where do you think we will be from a, how much will artificial intelligence be part of our everyday life?
Of course, even I think now, even 40% of our life is completely into artificial intelligence and machine learning, knowingly or unknowingly. In terms of like a percentage, I can tell you like we'll be into 65 to 70% of artificial intelligence will be in our part of life. Even now, you know, everywhere, even in a village, I can see they are using a mobile phone, they are using a data card, they are using more Google apps. They started to understand how it really works. So, of course, it'll be around 65 to 70% as a data analyst, I can tell, but I'm not sure because everything is based on the thing data. And it's everyone are aware of what is happening and what they wanted to learn and how they wanted to become. So I think, yeah, it will start dominating by 20 years later now.
And... What was, so you've become an MVP last year. Tell me, what was that journey for you? What did, you know, how did you get nominated? What was the process? What area do you specialize in when it comes to, you know, inside, you're obviously in business applications and that's a big area. There's about 30 different items of software in there. Where do you specialize? What's your core strength in the in Dynamics, or is it Power Platform?
Oh, yeah, it's really a great question. Actually, you know, when I was searching for MVP, I came to know that some, like, while understanding about what is MVP, I came to know that someone has to nominate me. Okay, so I don't know that we can directly post our achievements and we can get nominated, no? So someone has to nominate. So I started looking for various MVPs in LinkedIn. Okay, so that is how it goes. Like, I've been asking, like, how to become, what is the procedure, and what are the contributions which I have to do. So my friend who was in North Side, I think he's in Pune, can I mention his name? He's a Saineshwar. Okay, so he told me that these are all the things which you have to do. So you have to contribute. You have to first choose your specialized technology. You have to contribute something to that. You should be a part of many community gathering, community talks. You can provide something. And you should write some blogs to the real-time solutions. So this is a long process, and it should be a 1 year of process. Okay. So this is how he explained me. So you have to contribute at least for 1 year. And though I can nominate you, I cannot promise you that definitely you will get, you will be awarded. So it's all about how you contribute. So I started searching about many technologies. You know, for Power BI, there are enormous specialists over there. So they are already written many things about Power BI. I was wondering, because Power BI is my specialized topic, like data analytics. Oh, so I was very depressed, you know, directly to say, because even anyhow, if I talk about Power BI, the same thing I have to talk. Anyhow, everyone has posted many things. So I was searching for Power Apps. Oh God, even for Power Apps, there are many people. So I was searching for all the technologies, but I know my idea is about business applications. So I was searching for many things. And finally, I came to know when I started learning about business analytics. Okay. So when I started learning about Dynamics, Business Central Dynamics 365, I was really very struggling to search for the tutorials. The tutorials are there from Microsoft, you know, anyhow, the explained tutorials like a video or something was really missing. I struggled very much in order to learn. So I thought, okay, then let us go with the Dynamics, because let us learn, let us teach to our, because that is my passion, right? So I have to teach something which is really not there. So I saw, even though in Microsoft Dynamics, there are few people who are explaining, but all are from US or UK or something. And I know that in India, a few people cannot understand that slang. So I thought of, okay, let us do this video and let us dedicate ourselves for this Microsoft Dynamics. So I started learning, and I started putting videos and blogs and everything. And I got a good reach on that as well. And I informed Saineshwar that I have contributed this much. So please nominate me. So he first validated all my contribution. And he said, okay, I'll nominate, but I cannot assure you will surely get it based on the final decision will be from the head, that is MVP head. Okay, he nominated me, and finally, by God's grace, I got the MVP award. But it's completely about our contribution, our dedication, and some uniqueness should be there. So we cannot follow the same thing which already told by someone. So we have to show our uniqueness in order to become a MVP.
I like it. What's your focus for this year? As in your career and your personal learning, what new things are you learning this year?
Okay, this year I started learning Azure, machine learning. Azure, I wanted to understand the concept of Azure, like how really it works. Okay, so this is my idea about, I have to complete Azure certifications within this year. I have to complete Azure machine learning this year. So always every year I will just put a little list of, like, there is a bucket list, whatever I should complete within this year. So the last year bucket list was to become an MVP, which was the first one. If you want, I can share my list to you later through your mail. Okay. So this year, this is what I have to, at least I have to become an intermediate level in Azure. I have to teach something on Azure as well. And even in Dynamics, many are asking for functional consultant to become a... So far, I have been just posting on technical consultant. So many are asking, please teach us functional as well, so that we'll get some idea about it. So I am just having that in mind. Okay, so this is what this year goal, and as official one. So official goal, like what are the things which I have to learn? And I have to dedicate something to the project, to automate something, and to implement machine learning through Azure and also in Power BI. So that is the one level of bucket list which I have. And in terms of personal, so I should take my kids to new places, at least to 2 to 3 new places. I have to show them like how those people are doing and how they have to. They should learn something new in every month. So that is my next level of bucket list.
Nice. That's very, very good. I'm impressed. How, you know, in the contributions that you made and what you published, are you publishing them as in not in English, but in Hindi or something like that? Are you making, because when you said that, you know, all the American and the year and you know, from the UK, their slang and stuff, it's hard to understand for some people. Are you, you know, doing it in a local language so more and more people can pick it up that will, you know, understand it quicker because it's not in English, as an example?
Yeah, so I am not very much good in Hindi. Okay, so even in Tamil, a few words, you know, like exactly if we are transferring business to Tamil, it will be a different word that everyone cannot correlate. So it will be in a very simple English, like how everyone can understand. And it will be like a very pictorial and step-by-step representation, like step one, what they have to do. Step two, what they have to do and how really it will work. What are the things which they should not do? It will lead to an error or it will not show a proper output. So it is not in a our language, Tamil language, but it they can easily understand. So that's how it will be. So I'm not telling that US slang can't be understand, but few people, you know, like from a village or someone who is coming from very... Yeah, a little complicated to they are getting difficulties in understanding that. So that's how it goes. Okay, so that is also in my plan that I have to also teach them in Tamil. So I have started Power BI in Tamil. So teach Power BI in Tamil. That in YouTube. But, you know, in the blog, I cannot exactly translate. So few words while translating, which meaning will change from English to Tamil. So that is why I'm just little worried to exactly translating English or Tamil. So it's also in my mind. I'll do that.
That's so good. That's so good. Tell me about your YouTubes, what you're doing on YouTube, because you've got well over 4,000 people follow you on YouTube. Tell me a bit about your journey there.
Yeah, so YouTube, this is not a specific technology-based YouTube. For example, few will be posting only about a specific technology. So this is a generic one because since I have did my research, I struggled in my PhD, not through my supervisor. She's very good. My supervisor, she's Narayani. So she's very good. She always supports me. As I told, I'm blessed in everywhere, like my personal, official, everywhere. But, you know, while understanding few things, while learning, while I really struggled much. So whatever I struggled, whatever I learned in research, so I'll be posting that to the people who are doing PhD, who are scholars, who are students. So that is one type of playlist, which will always every week it will be updated. And second playlist will be based on the technology. Like as I told, Dynamics 365, Business Central, Power BI, Tableau, and research-oriented tools, data mining tools like K9, statistical tools. So all these tools I'll be posting. And if they are a professor, because I was a professor, so if they are professors, though, what are the types of flipped learning or some interactive learning they can do for the students? So what are the websites which are there? So because I'm also a Google certified trainer, that is Google for Education certified trainer. So through that, I will come to know almost many technology and many websites which that educators from worldwide are using. So whatever I know, I'll just tell them, tell the professors, like these are all the websites where they can use it for their students in order to make the class interactive. So that will also be there. And Python. So whatever I have in mind, whatever I can share my knowledge with everyone. So all these things will be posted there.
It's so good. It's so good to see that, you know, it's not just focused on one thing, but there's a lot of things that obviously take your interest. And there's a lot of content. I see there's even content for kids up there to help them as well. And yeah, so really well done. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, Dr. Gumati. Thank you. And I look forward to maybe seeing you at one of the conferences in the future with Microsoft. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If you like the show and want to be a supporter, check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Thanks again, and see you next time. Before you go, a quick reminder that the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge kicks off on the 1st of April. Every cohort, I hear people say that surely this group has been the best one ever. The true magic of the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge is the connections formed between a group of people who are committed to learning with and from each other. Will you be part of the best cohort yet? Use the code PODCAST for 10% off at checkout. Visit ako.nz365guy.com to see a detailed curriculum and hear what past participants have to say about the challenge. I can't wait to help you discover the unique value you bring to the community and just how far you can take your career.